Hi, another video podcast from the Dynamics community, and we're here with Dan Brown, General Manager of NAV.
Hi, everybody.
And, you know, we've been talking about the excitement around the NAV 2009 launch, and a couple of themes that we've heard from the community members we've talked around are around getting people up to speed with the role-tailored UI, big change in the UI, so we'd love to hear your comments about that.
Yeah.
And also, we've got a lot of developers in the community, and they'd like to know about the extensibility model and how to really get that going really quickly with their customers so the impact is right away.
Sure. Well, let me talk about the first one. How do you get users to be successful with the role-tailored user experience? And when you think about the users, I think you have to talk about two classes. The first are new users. And then the second are users who are using a former version of NAV, say, you know, version 5. For new users, we've actually done usability studies that give us pretty indication that it's very easy for users to learn the new role-tailored user experience. In fact, we did an evaluation of this in the summer. And what we did is we took people who represented one of our personas, for example, Susan, and we sat them down with an early version of NAV version 5, and we sat another group down with 2009, and then we asked them to do a couple of tasks, actually 12 in total. And what we found is in 10 out of 12 tasks, the users were able to complete the tasks faster on NAV 2009 than they were on version 5. And in fact, their success rate was higher on NAV 2009 than it was on the version 5 classic client, which really was a great client to begin with. So the point here is that the user experience is quite intuitive. For a first-time user to be able to be successful with certain tasks, to perform them well, much better than on version 5, I think is evidence that new users will intuitively learn how to use the product. The other thing that I think was really interesting about that evidence is that the NSAT, or a measure of how satisfied they were with the client, was significantly higher on NAV 2009. And when you have users that really love their client, when they really love the application, generally speaking, they use it more. One of the new customers, we have 9 go live customers right now. Mm-hmm. One of them is at a company called Liberty Mountain. And one of my favorite anecdotes was of a video of Junior, who worked in a warehouse, mm-hmm. and Junior was asked how he liked the Role Center. He had just started using mm-hmm. this Role Center. And he said, you know, I really love it. Can I keep it? And he had this sort of fearful look, like the director of operations was actually going to pull this user experience for him. And he went on to explain how he loved the fact that his work was focused in the Role Center. So anyways, the point is that I think that for new users, this user experience is fairly intuitive, much more so, I think, than in version 5. Now, you have a second class of users. They are not second class, just a different set of users. And they are used to version 5 or earlier, and they have, you know, one of the things about NAV is that the client has a number of accelerators. For example, if you hit certain function keys or certain control keys, you can do things like copy the concurrent line that you're on and bring it down to the next line, etc. So it has a lot of very good functionality. Now, when we rolled out the client to some of our early adopting customers, we got quite a bit of resistance from those who were super embedded with the way the old client worked. Mm-hmm. And so a couple of things that we did is, first of all, we took a lot of their feedback for functionality that gave parity. So those little nuances. Here's one that I think is quite interesting. In NAV, if you go into a field that has that takes a date, and you type in something like 32 week, it will give you the first day of the 32nd week of the year. And that kind of functionality is stuff that people are used to. It's just these little productivity tips mm-hmm. that if you haven't used NAV before, you wouldn't miss. But if you're used to using NAV 5.0 or earlier, you would miss. So we've taken a lot of that feedback and added into the client. And that will make the transition much easier. The second thing that we're doing is we're looking at how people have adopted to the user experience over time. And what we found is for new users, the Role Center is definitely different. But as they start to use the user experience over time and get comfortable with it, they really start to love it. And I think that's a really important point. When you evaluate transition for users on the user experience. You can't just look at the first couple of days. You have to look at it long term. And in fact, we're studying this as a part of growing up with Dynamics NAV 2009. And we're looking at our go-lives and we're asking the question, how long does it take? How well do they transition? And what are the things can accelerate that transition?
Great. And just really quickly about the developer side. It's for developers, just, you know, not only have you got a great user interface, but you've added a lot of extensibility. Some just a quick, you know, one last comment about how to take advantage of the developer development environment really quickly, and you know, maybe some, you know, anecdotes as well from your talks here about you know, web extensibility with the client.
Sure. So there are two main areas that I think partner opportunity really shines. The role center and role tailored computing, as we like to call it, I think adds a lot of opportunity for our partners, both ISVs and VARs. For example, we had a partner and a go-live customer add a role center for a specific area of the shop floor, and literally it had one task that role center could do. So it allowed the completion of finished goods to be put into the system and completely eliminated a set of paper-based processes. And I think that this role-centered computing for verticals and micro-verticals really provides a great differentiation opportunity for ISVs. On web services, because we're allowing you to expose business logic through the service, the three-tier architecture, there's a tremendous amount of opportunity for you to build what we would call composite applications or productivity applications. I'll give you one example. We have a company called Digital Vantage Point, or DVP, and they wrote a product called NAV in a Box. And what they did is they took, if you go into Outlook and you go into your contacts and you click a contact, what they do is they take the name of that contact, they send it into NAV with a web service, and they pull back related information for that contact that's sitting in the ERP system. And so as I'm clicking on my contacts, I may see things like sales orders or quotes, etc., that pop up for that customer. So that's just one example of a productivity application that you might want to make on using the web services in NAV 2009.
Terrific, Dan. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to the community and wishing you continued success with NAV 2009.
Okay, thanks a ton, Bruce. I appreciate it.